The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And I get talking to him. His name is Steve, and he's a homeless veteran, and he was addicted to heroin. And so I'm like, man, I could pray for this guy, but, you know, this is way over my head. I can't help this guy out. I mean, he needs to go to, like, a treatment center or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm praying for him. I'm like, man, great to meet you. I'm about to walk away and leave. And that's when the Lord, I just feel like he stops me, and he goes, ask him what's on his bucket list.
Jimmy Darts shares the dramatic change in Steve's life after one simple question. Next.
Everybody, I'm Tammy Trent. Welcome to Life Today. I'm back with Randy Robison.
Yes, ma'am.
So good to have you back. And we are also back with one of my favorites, Jimmy Darts. Look, if you missed our last show, you can go on lifetoday.org anytime and catch all of them. But he's absolutely amazing. He is, oh gosh, how do I even say this? There are so many ways, practical ways that he shines God's love and changes the lives of so many people. But before we dive in, I want to show you a clip that I absolutely loved, and I think you're going to love it too. Watch this.
You have no idea what this is going to do for me.
You think you could pray for me? I've been on the streets the last few nights, and yeah, if you could just pray or encourage me, it would mean the world to me. I'm Jimmy. Great to meet you.
Okay, Jimmy. God, we come before you right now on behalf of Jimmy, God. Thank you, Lord God, for his life, Lord. Touch him in his mind, his heart, and in his body, God. Amen.
Thank you so
Jimmy,
much.
Jimmy, if I had a coat to give you, I would, but I don't have one. I got rid of all my husband's clothes after he passed. I don't have anything.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
What was your name?
My name is Queen.
Your name is Queen. Yeah. I actually have something for you. No. I have $1,000 for you.
No way.
Yeah, I'm not homeless. This is for you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is what happens to people like me.
Yeah. God, thank you that you see her when no one else sees her. You hear her prayers when no one else hears them.
Since my husband passed, you have no idea what I've been going through. I'm struggling so hard to stay in this house. And it's been hard, but God has been with me and through it all. I've been faithful, and I trust God. You know, health might go down the tubes. I've been sick, possibly losing my house. So this is like...
Oh... I'm crying again just watching it. I want to see more and more and more. Jimmy, it's so great to have you back. I love you, my brother, and the fact that you're on this incredible mission to change people's lives, but not just that financially, but you are pouring Jesus into them every time. And the opportunity, like with Queen, just to sit there and pray with her, it touches me so much as a widow myself. Mm-hmm. Just even in that moment, I could feel what she carries, and it's a lot. And I just think the feeling that I had in that moment was, I'm glad you found her. I'm glad you found her. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you, this mission that you've been on for so long, the act of kindness and changing people's lives, how do you feel like, how does God direct you every day to that next assignment? How do you find them?
Yeah, so it's a variety of different ways. Some days I'll be just driving in my car around the streets, and I'll just be like, God, what should we do today? And in one particular, I just felt like the Lord was like, I want you to ask somebody for a hug. So I drove around for 8 hours, you know, trying to find someone to give a hug to, and I just felt no peace on anyone. I was like, well, I'm driving home, the sun's setting. I'm like, I must not have heard the Lord. And as soon as I'm driving, I look over, and there's a guy on a bike, and immediately I just feel like that's him. So I pull over. I say, sir, can I have a hug? He stops his bike with his feet because the brakes didn't work. And he just got back from a job where he was painting. And he gives me a hug. And I said, yeah, my family's out of town. And just, I appreciate you talking to me for a minute. And I blessed him with $500. And he ends up crying, this grown man. And he goes, today at work, the boss paid everybody except for me and was taking advantage of him because he was here on a visa and stuff. And so it was just, we ended up raising, like 30-some thousand for this guy. And just got to be, you know, the Lord's, you know, hands and feet for this man. And then other times it's, you know, just recently, I walked into a Sprouts grocery store and the manager, he goes, Jimmy, are you still making those videos? I said, I am. He goes, well, there's a guy who works here that's actually homeless.
Wow.
And if you ever want to come in, here's the times he works and ask him for help if you can, you know. And so sure enough, I came in during his shift and he was, you know, stocking shelves. And I said, excuse me, sir, could you help me with this applesauce for my baby? You know, it's just need a dollar. And you could see the look on his face like, man, I got about $3 left. I don't know. And
exactly.
He thought about it for about 10 seconds and he goes, sure, I'll help you out. And yeah, we ended up raising, I think around $200,000 for him.
Oh,
and we ended up getting him a place to live.
Wow.
He's still working his job. And so it's a variety of different ways,
yes.
But it's absolutely just so fun when the Lord leads us to people that, you know, their hearts are just ripe for a blessing.
Those are my favorite videos, actually,
yeah.
When I watch, like, the woman, there's a woman on a laundromat that you changed her life. I mean, we all, people that dove in that were generous really came together and changed her life, and God ultimately. But I love when you can actually see the resolve of their story. Mm-hmm. How do you follow up with that? And do you stay in contact? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's all different stories. So sometimes it'll be just, you know, they need a medical bill paid or this or that. Shelly in particular, you're talking
yeah.
about, she was at the laundromat and yeah, I asked her for, you know, some quarters to do laundry. She didn't even have quarters, so she's like, well, I've got some extra soap. And so I ended up giving her $500, and this was just a random lady, I didn't know anything about her, and she just starts crying and she goes, I'm living in my car right now, life's been so hard. And so, you know, one thing led to another where, yeah, we raised like $20,000 for her. She ended up moving to LA, got her very first apartment, and then got her dream job as like a leasing agent, you know? So
yes.
I get texts every couple days from
Do
people because we've done, you know, hundreds of these
yes.
videos, you know? Just the other day, yeah, there was this lady in Nashville over a year ago. And her child had a lot of health complications with his heart and stuff. And so she had to leave like an hour from where she was to be there. And so she was apart from her husband, you know, staying at like the Ronald McDonald House and
wow.
just the bills and all that because she couldn't work. And so we ended up raising like $50,000 for helping her out. And she just sent a video to us like 10 days ago, walking out of the hospital with the baby and all the staff's clapping and like
oh
they've
gosh.
Got confetti and stuff.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
You know, so it's really cool. Cool to see the stories unfold, and
yes.
they're going to continue to unfold.
Yes,
and I can't wait to see 10 years from
yes.
now, you know, how it's going. But
yeah.
So would you say, is it the money that blesses people, or is it something more than that?
Yeah, I would say, you know, people say, you know, you can give someone a fish or teach them how to fish. And the only thing, the only reason I say that is you can give someone money, encourage them, you're amazing. That's not going to change their life. You know, the gospel is what changes people's lives,
yes,
you know?
It does.
So in my mind, like the fish is like the $500 or blessing them, but teaching them to fish is teaching them how to find that eternal source of meaning, of joy, of purpose found in Christ Jesus, you know? Because I can only tell them they're incredible so many times, and human words can only do so much. But when God himself speaks to you, looks at you in the eyes, knows everything you've ever done, the good, the bad, the ugly, and goes, I love you and I forgive
That's
you,
it.
That transforms you far more than any
yes.
number of yeah. amount can.
Oh,
yeah.
man.
So true.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, yeah, it's so true. I love the healing power of giving. Like, you're giving, you're changing lives, but in so many of these stories, too, you can see the benefit of healing. And I think about your life, Jimmy, reading this book, which, yes, by the way, it's such a good book. I love it. So many great stories. But also, you touch on your own story and your story of healing and the miracle in your life. So I would love for people to even hear that. And also, the chapter that I love on God Healed My Socks.
Yeah.
I want to hear about that,
yeah.
brother.
Yeah, pretty crazy. I think these stories will kind of give you context for why I'm as, you know, interesting or weird or loopy as you might think. And it's because, yeah, I got saved watching a Billy Graham video on YouTube called Choices, and I never knew the gospel was so severe yet so great at the same time, and gave my life to the Lord. And right after that, you know, things began to happen that would shape my life forever. And I went to this party out in the woods in Minnesota, and I had these socks on and they had a picture of Jesus on the side. I wasn't doing any drugs or alcohol, nothing like that, but I knew I shouldn't have gone there and went to this party and my mom wouldn't be too thrilled about it. And so on the way home, I'm like, oh, well, she's not going to know. And I looked down, I'm like, oh crap, my socks are like ripped and have holes in them from being a knucklehead out in the woods by this bonfire. And I'm like, shoot. And because it wasn't White Sox, I couldn't just buy another pair. I'm from a town called Walker, Minnesota. I mean, the closest mall like that where you can buy those is like 4 hours away.
No.
You know? So I'm like, oh, shoot, what do I do? And so I'm in my room, you know, and I'm holding the socks in my hands, and I'm just like, Jesus, please help me, you know? And I hid my socks in my drawer, pushed my underwear up against them. I go to bed, and I wake up in the morning before my mom comes to do, you know, laundry and stuff, and I grab the socks, and I'm holding them, and they're brand new. There's no holes, nothing in them. I'm like, what in the world? And I just feel chills run down my spine, and I feel like the Lord just speaks to me in that moment. He goes, Jimmy, I'm not mad at you. I want to be your friend. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I thought God was like always so angry and disappointed if I ever made a mistake. And like, wait, what? I just was so confused. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, he was saying, yes, I want to be Lord over your life, but I also want to be your friend. And so that made me just really desire to know him in a way where I was like, wow, God can be fun and he's amazing. And because so many kids my age when I was in high school are like, yeah, I'll follow Jesus when I'm 80, you know, or when I'm 90. Yeah. Like, I want
to
have fun. But I'm like, man, nothing is funner than going to bed and waking up with a clean conscience. Like, that's the greatest thing.
And a healed pair of socks.
Yeah, yeah. So sure enough, after that, a few months after that, another thing that had happened that really marked me was my whole life I had, like, horrible scoliosis. So my spine was crooked. My leg was a few inches, like, shorter than my other leg. And I used to walk real far. Funny and would get kind of picked on at school a little bit for it. And I would literally have friends punch me in my spine to relieve the pain. That's how bad it hurt. And my mom had brought me to different like healing evangelists and stuff. Nothing ever worked. And they were going to do a surgery to lengthen my Achilles tendon in my leg. So my legs would be the same length, but I'd have to be in a wheelchair for a little bit during the healing process. And I was like, man, this sounds like kind of a sketchy, dangerous surgery. So I said no to it. But I end up going to this school in Kona, Hawaii called YOM, and I'm there.
Yeah.
And this guy, he goes, hey, can I pray for you? You want to get healed? I'm like, what? Pray for me? Get healed? What are you talking about? I was like, at my church, we usually say, hey, can I pray for you? And then we forget to when we head home, you know?
Right.
And he was like, right here, right now.
Yeah.
So straight up, this guy, I'm sitting in a chair. He holds up my legs. And I'm like, man, you can do whatever prayer you want. I'm keeping my eyes open. I need to see this. Make sure you know tricks going on. And he goes, in Jesus' name right now, leg grow. And my leg starts to violently shake, grows straight out to match the length of my other leg. I stand up. My spine is straight because my hips were bounced. And I was fully healed of scoliosis that day.
Praise God.
I always tell people, I'm like, man, you cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater. Obviously, there's hundreds of thousands of you know people faking miracles and this and that. Yep. But if God made the Grand Canyon, of course he could stitch up a pair of socks or grow a leg out or whatever.
Right.
So whatever you're going through, just like have faith that God can come and intervene.
Yes.
But those things really marked me. And I think that's why I say this all the time. I'm like, man, if everyone on earth left the Christian faith and every church shut down, I would still be following Jesus. Because what I saw in that moment, it went from being like, oh, it's about good morals and good to follow the Lord and, you know, fire insurance if you die, to, oh, he's real. And if he is real, that I need to give him everything.
He is a miracle worker and he healed your life, which totally changed everything for you. And I think that set you on this trajectory, this path that you're on right now. Honestly, can I just ask you really quickly, what is the most unforgettable gift that you have ever been a part of giving?
Yeah. I would say when I was in Anaheim, California, I was walking on the street and I see this guy over hunched over by the bushes and I get talking to him. His name is Steve and he's a homeless veteran and he was addicted to heroin. And so I'm like, man, I could pray for this guy, but you know, this is way over my head. I can't help this guy out. I mean, he needs to go to like a treatment center or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm praying for him. I'm like, man, great to meet you. I'm about to walk away and leave. And that's when the Lord, I just feel like he stops me and he goes, ask him what's on his bucket list.
Mm.
I'm like, bucket list? The guy needs like a, you know, a cheeseburger or something.
Right.
I mean, what's
right.
on? He's going to think I'm being sarcastic.
Right.
So I'm like, man, what's on your bucket list? I didn't even think he'd respond. And he goes, bucket list? I want to skydive. I want to go hot air ballooning and I want to go deep sea fishing. And I was like, all right, man, cool. And I was like, hopefully that happens for you one day. And I'm about to walk away. And the Lord goes, no, I want you to do all three with them. So I turn around and I'm like, man, I know you just met me. This is kind of weird, but I'll be back in a couple hours to pick you up. And he thought I was joking, but sure enough, I pull up. He gets in the car. And like 6 a.m. the next morning, we're floating above the earth in a balloon. And he's just like, man, it is beautiful up here.
Oh,
and he's tearing up and he's like, this is just incredible. Mm. And then a few days later, we go deep sea fishing. We only caught like 2-inch like minnows or something, but just going to do it. And then the third thing was he ended up skydiving. And I'm like, man, I was worried sick. The guy's almost 70.
Oh,
you know,
goodness,
I thought he wasn't going to make it, you know.
Yeah.
But sure enough, he hit the ground and with the parachute on and survived.
Oh, and he goes,
this is the best thing I've ever done. And he ends up sharing. He's like, man, life had been so hard. I mean, we know what it's like to have a bad day, a bad week.
Yeah.
But can you imagine having like bad years stacked on top of each other with zero friends, zero community, and going through something like that? And so he in that moment needed to just be reminded how fun life could be, that there's something worth living for.
Wow.
And so he ends up, like giving his life to the Lord, starts going to church. We end up raising money, getting him off the streets into housing. It was just amazing. I was back in that area several months later, and I'm in this parking lot, and all of a sudden this car pulls up. And I'm like, what? Who's that? And he goes, Jimmy, it's Steve. I'm like, you got a car?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. I'm like, I didn't even know you had a license. And he's like, well, you know, don't worry about that. But yeah. So it was just so cool to see that the Lord wants to minister to people in such unique, different ways.
So, okay, here's, I think, a struggle, and I'm hearing, I think, the answer to my question already, but I want to clarify it. So you could have given Steve cash and he probably would have bought heroin with it. Let's be honest, right? You mentioned in another time you drove around wanting to give somebody a hug and you drove around for 8 hours and you were had kind of given up. And then God said, and God led you to that person. For people who want to practice generosity, and we all should, and it is core biblical, and there are easy ways to do it. There, you know, I give to my church on a regular basis, right? For those that want to do something not like what you're doing, but a little more stepping out there, right?
Yeah.
How critical is it that they have discernment, level of wisdom, but be able to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit when we are supposed to do stuff, so we're not reckless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone has, you know, Jesus died for everyone with a beating heart, you know? So, yeah, you can feel led to, oh, this person, or I feel like God said that. Do that, go after that. But anyone and everyone in front of you, love, I like to say, I don't ever curse, but the only word that's in the Bible is the word hell. So I say, love the hell out of people, you know, the people that are right in front of you. And so it's so great to give to your church, to tithe to a ministry. But what's really so powerful is the tangible gifts that you can do, like buy someone a cup of coffee behind you in line. It's going to cost you $2. If you don't have $2, go to a laundromat and hand out some quarters. But interacting with people is what God's heart is all about and what he cares about so much. So I would just say, like, yeah, never over-spiritualize it too much, this and that. Like, we're called to give. We're not responsible for how they steward that gift.
Right.
You know,
that's
it's
exactly
like
right.
God gives his love to me. And sometimes I listen to him and I obey it. But
that's,
man,
so true.
You know, I've repented like 9,000 times in the last 5 years, you know, and he didn't go, what? You screwed up. All right. No more love for you.
Yeah.
And so it's
that's
like,
right.
I once sat through like a church service and the guy was really talking about, you know, there's more beds on the street. There's more beds and shelters than there is people on the street. They don't have an excuse to not be in a shelter. He went on all these statistics and all that. And I actually was like, man, okay. And so I stopped interacting with people on the street for like a year and a half. And I was like, you know what? Like, I feel like my heart's grown cold. I feel like I'm not really close to the heart of God. And I feel like when I see people, I try to walk the other way. And so I was like, man, I think, you know, I don't think that's how the Lord wants to do it. And so just started interacting and loving people again. And use wisdom and pray this and that. But like I said, anyone and everyone who's in front of you is who you're called to minister to and love. You know?
Literally, the literal translation of neighbor in, you know, Jesus, who is my neighbor? You know, love your neighbor as yourself. Near one.
Yeah.
Who is near you?
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, obviously discernment is good. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that with Steve, you were like, yeah, I better not give this guy money. You gave him something far more valuable, you know? The disciples, silver and
that's
gold
right.
have I none,
that's
but what
right.
I have, I give you. And I think that's the core. What do you have that you can give? We all have something to give.
Yeah.
And the undercover kindness should just be a way of life.
Yeah, absolutely. We all have something to give. And yeah, just praying for people even is just so incredible.
Huge. And people just want to be seen and loved. Yeah. And I think that's what you just said a second ago, like you kind of grew cold for a while, but then you're realizing like people just want to be seen. I don't want to miss an opportunity. Jimmy, thank you. You are an amazing human being. God created a good one when he created you. You've written a great book, and we want to make sure to get you this book for any amount that you're able to give today to come alongside us in our mission feeding campaign. We want to get this book in your hands. And there are some people right now in the world that are desperately needing to be seen, and they desperately need our kindness and generosity. Take a look at this, and we'll come out on the other side and wrap it up with Jimmy.
Imagine if all you had to offer in exchange for food for your children were chunks of charcoal. Now imagine a daily challenge against an unforgiving terrain to find and chop down trees in order to make the charcoal. For Paulina, she doesn't have to imagine. This is her life, which includes daily walking up to 4 hours to find a road where she can try and sell what she has made, all the while thinking of the three children she has already lost to severe malnutrition and praying that someone would stop to make a purchase so she can feed her remaining little ones. She knows all too well the grief that comes when she has no food to give. The heartache Paulina experiences watching her children go without food pales in comparison to her sorrow she still carries over the death of her youngest child. Paulina went on to share from her broken heart that she fears without help, this same type of tragedy could take the lives of her remaining children, Jose and Mateo.
When I think of Paulina's story, I think of a mother's plea that we just can't turn away from. She's lost three children to hunger. And as she weeps, she's just simply asking, please, please remember. Please don't forget us. It's such a simple cry of her heart. And yet it's so deep, it runs so deep. And when I hear her say that, I think to myself, I cannot forget. I cannot sit here and forget. And I'm praying that you have felt the same today as you watched that. Like, what can I do? I don't want to forget these people that are so desperate for something so simple that I have access to every single day. So what can I do? What can you do? We can't just sit back and hope that the next person will catch the vision. I'm praying that you catch the vision with us today and that you will step in and help bring life to Paulina and the rest of her children and so many other children around the world right now that need it desperately. And it's so simple. We right now are feeding over 350,000 people every day. It's incredible. I love when I get to tell a complete stranger what we get to do. But there are so many more that are dying right now because they don't have the program that we are longing to offer them. We need the funds to do it. So how can you be a part of that today? Randy, there's a simple way that everybody can get involved, and it's critical right now as this is our last week on this campaign to focus on this.
It is. And, you know, Paulina's story isn't rare. There are so many people, a lot of them mothers, who work hard. They pray. They trust God to provide their needs, but they need our help because God has given us the ability to meet those needs, to be the answer to that prayer. And look, if you're looking at the end of the year now and you're saying, you know, what are we going to do? A lot of people will give year-end gifts for tax reasons or just generosity. Whatever your situation, I hope that you'll say, you know what? I'm going to reach out to mothers just like that. There's so many of them. They're waiting for their prayers to be answered. They're mm-hmm. asking God to send help. Yeah. And you're the answer to that. Yes. You're the help. Yes. That's the beauty of it.
Yes.
Will you do something? $30 will help feed 3 children for the next several months. $50 will help feed 5 children for the next several months. $100, 10 children, $1,000, 100 children, $10,000. Yes. It's not as much about the dollar. We need the dollars to do these things, mm-hmm. to meet these needs. Mm-hmm. It's about us stepping up and being the hands and feet of Jesus.
That's right.
It's about us saying, I see you, that mother. God hears your prayer. Mm-hmm. God's moved on my heart to reach out and help you today. Mm-hmm. Tammy, we can make a big difference.
We can make a huge difference, big, but a huge difference. Yeah, but we need you today. Go online, make a call, and give the best gift that you can give to start changing the lives of so many people today.
Yes, thank you.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Happy, Healthy, and Free, a powerful 31-day journey to help you embrace God's promises for healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, and joy. Step into the abundant life God has prepared for you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the beautiful and soft, perfect peace blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, this is the last opportunity to request our 2025 majestic bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I hope you can go online or go to the phone right now and give the best gift you can. This is the last week we'll be bringing Mission Feeding to you during this campaign. Of course, we're going to be feeding children every single day, so you can always be a part of it. But Undercover Kindness is a wonderful gift. We'd love to give it to you. And Tammy, for your support today, I want to give you this copy of
it. I'm going to support you because I want the copy of this book.
It really is.
I'm taking it with me, but it's so good. And we want to make sure to get you a copy as well. Jimmy, thank you for being here, sharing your life with us, sharing your life with millions of people. It is changing people around the world. May God continue to bring favor on your life, provide for every need that you and your wife have. We love you. We're praying for you, brother. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being with us today. We'll see you next time on Life Today. Bye-bye. This house no longer feels like home. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
You can chart a purposeful path, creating a legacy of love and hope for future generations. Call or visit Life Planning Services today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.